The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, friends. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, bringing you an eco postcard. Each week, I send you a small snapshot of a few things going on in our beautiful Earth, troubling stories of damage through excessive human impact on the biosphere, and uplifting stories of restoration. I hope these accounts help you find your own pathway of protection of the people and planet you love. So, let me tell you what's coming up that you can join in. A wonderful solstice celebration is being planned for Thursday, the 20th of June, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Boathouse. It's called Rhythm of the Earth. And it will indeed be a rhythm-filled evening with West African percussion, with dancers, spoken poetry, African harp, waiata, tap dance, and more. There's a special thing for kids, and that's a 15-minute guided percussion experience. I'm looking forward to being an onlooker as the kids have a go at rhythm. And it is particularly celebrating our capacity to organize our lives, to be in rhythm with the earth in a way that we dance with the earth and not damage it. Okay, I want to get on to the recent Climate Change Commission suggestion. A delegation from the Climate Change Commission has been traveling New Zealand to talk to people of all kinds about their view on strengthening our climate commitments. I was fortunate enough to be able to meet with them on this and to talk to them about the views of the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum on this topic, which is strongly in favour of more ambitious targets. And this is what the CCC, Climate Change Commission, is putting before us. But this news item is about the views of business on the topic, and in particular, the views of the Sustainable Business Council and the Climate Leaders Coalition. And together, those two bodies represent 160 businesses and more than 40% of New Zealand's GDP. And I am happy to tell you that those bodies support more ambitious climate targets, strengthening the net zero by 2050 target. Strengthening would mean, I think, that we try to get to net zero before 2050. And the CCC says that we could get there in the 2040s if we do the right things. They also want to strengthen the budgets that we have to work, the carbon budgets that we have to work within over the next period. The budgets change every 5 years. And they also want to add in the carbon emissions of international shipping and aviation, which currently are not counted, which seems quite anomalous because that sector has quite significant amounts of emissions. So that is something to be hoped for, that the CCC would put forward more ambitious targets. And of course, the CCC researches it to show that it is in fact possible for us to attain these targets. Now, a story of science in action. I find it an interesting tale. It's the question of when we're hit by something like Cyclone Gabrielle, how much of that is it reasonable to attribute to climate change? Because we have always had cyclones, high winds, bad weather causing damage, and the fact is that now we have approximately the same frequency of extreme weather events, but they are worse and they cause more damage. So how much of that is due to climate change? For up until relatively recently, scientists did not know how to answer that question. And the methodology for answering that question had simply not been developed. One day, a well-known Oxford University physics professor, Miles Allen, experienced an extreme weather event. You will know that Oxford is on the Thames, and the River Thames flooded. And he was at risk of water coming through his kitchen door. And the radio told him that it was impossible to know whether this was due to climate change or not. And he said to himself, I think we can do better than that. And this story has become rather famous because apparently rather than search out sandbags to keep the floodwaters at bay, Miles Allen sat down and wrote a journal article making the connection between global warming and specific weather events. He worked out the methodology to do that. So a new branch of science was born, and it's often called extreme event attribution studies, or climate attribution. So we can, in fact, assign a figure to how much of an extreme weather event is due to climate change. In Aotearoa, there's a whole gang of scientists from different institutions carrying out world-leading research in this new field, such as Dr. Luke Harrington at the University of Waikato, working out for Cyclone Gabrielle how much was could be attributed to climate change. And they did work that out in a remarkably short time and were able to tell us that 10 to 15% more rain fell because of global warming. And the understanding is that it's really quite important to know that if the events are getting worse due to climate change, we need to understand that and the cost of that to our economy and the global economy, which is very high, of course. Okay, that's how we advance in our understanding of what's happening around us, which helps us know what to do about it. One of the things not to do about it is to hype what you're doing to the extent that it becomes untrue. And apparently that's what oil companies have been doing. Major oil companies have in recent years made splashy climate pledges to cut their greenhouse gas emissions and take on the climate crisis the way all entities should. But a new report suggests that there's a lot of fluff in their claims. The research and advocacy group Oil Change International examined the climate plans and claims from the 8 largest US and European-based international oil and gas producers, names that you will know: BP, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, Eni, Equinor, ExxonMobil, Shell, Total Energies, and found that exactly none were compatible with limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. David Tong is the campaign manager at Oil Change International. He said there's no evidence that big oil and gas companies are acting seriously to be part of the energy transition, which is an unhappy thing. In fact, many of them are planning expansion of their operations, which will definitely make things worse. That's it for today. I'm Joanna Santa Barbara, and this has been an Eco Postcard. Eco Postcards airs Monday afternoons, 3:30 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 9:45 a.m. Till next week, bye for now.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.